The Mishnah Daf Chavez Madal says that a sukkah hamiduvlelas is kosher. What's a sukkah hamiduvlelas? So according to Shmuel, that's a case of kana oile, kana yared, which means that basically you have two different roofs, two different schachais. The bottom level is you have, let's say you have a piece of schach kosher, then you have airspace, schach kosher, airspace, and so on. And then you have on top of it another level of schach, which would be the opposite. It would be airspace, schach kosher, airspace, schach kosher. And so basically every schach on the top level would be a parallel to the airspace on the bottom level. And the halacha is that it's kosher, even though right now it's chamas moving mitzilasa because you have all these spaces. But Rashi says, we say rayon, we look at it halachically, we look at the top roof as if it's down, flat on top of the bottom roof, either through the halacha l'mashemisinai of Lavad or Chavayit Rami, or maybe some type of din of Chada Milsa. It's considered one. And therefore, since it would be down, would be tzilasa moving mechamasa, it's kosher, even though right now, when it's above, it's chamasa moving tzilasa, because Allah HaMashiach says we're allowed to put them together and view them as if they're on the same level. That's how Shmuel learns Pshat in the Mishnah. This is a pella, very difficult to understand. How could Allah HaMashiach help me over here to say, Ryan, we look at the top level as if it's down at the bottom? At the end of the day, right now, the mitzvah says that it's chamasa moving tzilasa, there's more sun than shade. So it's true that halachically we could view them as one roof, but this is, you need, tzelas and merubah means you need to have shade but pile, you need to have tzel. There is no tzel, there's more chama than tzel. How could a lamdash roof, how could a lamdash schach, a halachic schach, be kosher to make it as if you have tzel, if at the end of the day, but pile, you don't have tzel, you have chama. So especially when it comes to mechitza, so you could say, you know, you can have a halachic mechitza, and halacha, we view it as lavud, we view it as connected, even though there's holes in it. But when it comes, that's to define what's a mechitza. When it comes to dinu tzlatzim rim chamasa, when you need the actual shade, l'chara, a halachic rayon or lavud or chavayit rami can't create shade. At the end of the day, there's more chama than tzel. Very difficult to understand how this works. So I thought that l'chara, you see from this gemara chiddush, you said it's a chiddush, and what does it mean that's din of tzlatzim rim chamasa? Tzlatzim rim chamasa is not a din in shade, a din in tzel that the Torah requires a certain amount of shade, that I need more shade than sun. No, this is really it's a din in what type of roof I need, what type of schach that I need. The mahus of the schach, I need so much schach that it's strong enough, it's complete enough and solid enough that could potentially create more shade than sun. But pile, it doesn't make a difference if I have more sun than shade than sun. It's just a simon on how much schach I need. I need enough schach that could potentially create that cell. Mimela, if halachically through Chavayit Rami or any other din, you could put the top roof down to the bottom and that would be solid enough that it create more shade than sun, that's considered a good schach, even though bepail right now, when you look at it, you're going to see more sun than shade, because it's not the tzel bepail that we need, it's just a simen on the type of roof that you need that could create such shade. And I think in Kenim Advarim, from here would be a raya to Gemal Dekachidosh and the Briskarov, who said a very similar thing, and be Mazbe Apel Dekachidosh from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, in the beginning, Tafresh Chavtes, as a Davar Nifla, he says that one can theoretically use a glass sheet to be schach. You could use glass for schach. And how can that be? How could glass be kosher for schach? So the Prima Gadim says that this is based on what he heard, that glass is made from a certain powder, and sometimes that powder could come from wood, which is geduli karka. Now whether that's true or not, but metzias is a different shaila, but he's saying based on those who say that that's the metzias of schuches, that it comes from geduli karka, then you could use a glass sheet as your schach. It's geduli karka. There's no problem of being geduli. It is geduli karka, and it's kosher for schach. So somebody once asked the Briskarov, so fine, you got around Gidule Karka, but what about the fact that there's a Chamas and Rubim Tzilasa? There's no shade over here. The whole thing, the sun is going through. There's no tzel. It's definitely Chamas and Meruba to have a solid sheet of glass. So how's that kosher to be Sach? And the Briskarov was Mechadish, a similar vart. He said that the Dim Tzilas and Rubim Chamas is not a Dim Bepayel that I need more shade than sun. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that I need the enough Sach that could potentially provide more shade than sun. And that's how much schach is required. So if I have a solid sheet of glass, ein lecha tzilasa meruba gadol mizeh, I have a full, complete schach. There's no holes. There's nothing. This is a solid sheet that could potentially provide more tzel than sun. Happens to me, it's clear, and the sun goes through. But that's not a problem because it's not the tzel bepail that I need. That just defines what type of schach I need to allow to be considered a solid mechitza. What about the fact that you obviously need tzel in your sukkah? So for that would not be considered a problem because there's a little bit of tzel which is provided by the schuches, and that doesn't bother us. That would be enough to be considered tzilasa merube mechamasa. So that is the chiddush of the Briskarov, and l'chari l'fi this gemarbe, you have a shtukl smach ledover, that the din of tzilasa merube mechamasa is not a din in the shade bepail, but it's a din in the mahus ha'schach, what type of schach do I need? And if through rain or a different halacha, I could accomplish that solid sheet of schach, that's good enough. Even though by pile, you're going to have the sun going through the holes.